Last night's Motion Picture Academy Awards could be summed up in a single sentence uttered here by director Steven Spielberg.
It's a clean sweep. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
This, the final Lord of the Rings movie, won 11 Oscars in all and tied for the all-time record with Titanic and Ben-Hur. NPR's Renee Montagne attended the 76th annual Oscar ceremony and has this report.
This year's Academy Awards offered no surprises. Everyone who took home an Oscar was a front runner. Among them, Sean Penn, best actor for his performance as the distraught father of a murdered girl in the dark, swirling drama Mystic River. That film also produced the best supporting actor, Tim Robbins, who played a man permanently scarred by childhood abuse. Renee Zellweger won best supporting actress for her portrayal of a Confederate survivor in Cold Mountain. And Sofia Coppola, as her father Francis joked on stage, carried on the family business with a win for best original screenplay for her movie Lost in Translation. Comedian Billy Crystal carried on an Oscar tradition, returning to host the Academy Awards for a worldwide audience.
Tonight we're being broadcast in 53 languages, and that's just for Los Angeles alone. And for the very, very first time, we're being simulcast in Aramaic.
That would be a reference to a movie not even in the competition for this year's Oscars, but very much in the news, and thus grist for Billy Crystal's one-liners, The Passion of the Christ.
Mel Gibson's movie, unbelievable hit, $117 million, open on Ash Wednesday, had a good Friday.
But there was no bigger hit than last night's big winner, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
I don't want to be in a battle, but waiting on the edge of one I can't escape is even worse. Is there any hope, Gandalf, for Frodo and Sam?
There never was much hope.
The first two Lord of the Rings movies were largely overlooked by Academy voters. Obviously, they were waiting to heap the prizes on when the trilogy was complete. Picture, director, adapted screenplay, art direction, sound mixing, score, song, costumes, editing, makeup, visual effects. The Return of the King won in every category it was nominated in. Backstage director Peter Jackson said up until now, fantasy movies such as this had always carried something of a stigma.
I guess the fact that we had goblins and trolls and wizards and orcs and everything else made it a bit hard for people to take it seriously, but I appreciate that the Academy and the voters tonight have seen through all that, because I think that the themes of J.R.R. Tolkien, which are all about forgiveness, courage, faith, friendship, I mean, those are incredible. They were themes that go straight to the heart, and I feel very happy that that's been acknowledged.
The numbers behind the three Lord of the Rings movies are breathtaking. 114 actors with speaking roles, over 20,000 extras, loads of special effects creations, the chief among them the deliciously villainous Gollum. In the 7 years it took to complete the Lord of the Rings trilogy, huge swaths of New Zealand were overrun by hobbits, elves, orcs, and swashbuckling humans. The New Zealand government even created a special cabinet minister just for these movies. So, as the Academy Awards proceeded...
It's now official. There is nobody left in New Zealand to thank.
But there were a few other countries. Here is Charlize Theron, after winning, as expected, Best Actress for transforming herself physically and psychically into a serial killer in the movie Monster.
And I know everybody in New Zealand's been thanked, so I'm going to thank everybody in South Africa, my home country.
Denise Robert produced the winner of Best Foreign Film, The Barbarian Invasions. Director Denis Arcand's portrait of a man who loves life, facing the end of his.
We're so thankful that Lord of the Rings did not qualify in this category.
Documentary maker Errol Morris thanked the Academy for giving him an Oscar at last for The Fog of War, a meditation on the Vietnam War as seen through the eyes of one of its architects, Robert McNamara.
40 years ago, this country went down a rabbit hole in Vietnam and millions died. I fear we're going down a rabbit hole once again.
Backstage, director Peter Jackson also spoke of war, but in the epic terms set out by J.R.R. Tolkien.
He was, by all accounts, a fairly opinionated old boy He'd gone through World War I. He'd seen most of his classmates killed in the war. He cared very much about friendship, and he cared about the horror of war and how war changes people. And that's why at the end of Return of the King, I wanted to show the impact. Frodo comes back from this journey not as a victor. He's achieved what he set out to achieve, but he's not a winner. And the burden, the impact that this experience had on Frodo made it impossible for him to live the life that he had left. And that was true of so many servicemen that have come back from the wars in the last century, and Tolkien himself was one.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.